little review from yesterday. Okay, so the piece is from the Sefer, we said, Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon, by Rav Pinchas Friedman, in Maimer Yud Zayin. And if you remember, we began yesterday with a couple of questions, which we haven't answered at all. We asked the question, what is the connection between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Shemen Sason Mecha Veirecha? Why is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai known for having the finest of oil? We asked the question, or we noted the fact that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, Alisa Lamarum Shavisa Shevi, that Shevi is Rashi Tevos Shimon Bar Yochai. And somehow Moshe Rabbeinu became infused with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when he went to get the Torah. So we said, well, what's that about? What is Moshe Rabbeinu's connection to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in particular, with regard to fighting the angels to try to convince Hashem that the Torah belongs down in this world? And also we asked the question, why in the famous song Bar Yochai, and in other places in Shas, do we call him Bar Yochai? It seems to be derogatory. We should call him Rabbi Shimon. We should call him at least Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Why just Bar Yochai? It seems to take his name out of the equation. And lastly, we introduced the Gemara in Psachim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai threatened his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, when he was sitting in jail, that if you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to tell my father on you, and he's going to turn you over to the authorities. The authorities, first of all, you're already in jail, Rabbi Akiva. And second of all, what kind of way is that to talk to one's Rebbe? I'm going to tell your father that you're not teaching me Torah? I'm going to tell my father that you're not teaching me Torah? I'm going to go tell Yochai, my father? Well, what's that about? So we began to explain yesterday, from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches, that there was a period in Jewish history where many Tanaim were giving up on Torah. They thought the Torah was going to be forgotten. And who was the one who stood up and said, I will make sure the Torah is never forgotten? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And we explained from the Tiferes Shlomo of Radamsk that the way that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai saw himself as the guarantor of Torah is by quoting that pasuk at the end of the Chumash, Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro. And if you remember, we saw Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro, the last letters spell out Yochai. The Torah will not be forgotten from the mouth of his descendant. Whose descendant? The one in the pasuk, Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, I will be the one to protect the Torah. So we began to explain yesterday, and we learned two out of the three reasons as to why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, besides this hint in the Pasuk, why is it that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had this koach to protect the Torah from being forgotten? Everyone else said, the Torah is going to be forgotten, quoted the Pesukim in Amos, everyone's going to be searching the world for God and no one's going to know where to find Hashem. And Rabbi Shimon got up and said, no, the Torah will never be forgotten. Chas v'shalom shetishtakach Torah miYisrael. The Torah will not be forgotten. And we explained two explanations yesterday. Number one, we explained, based on the Medrash and Koheles, that the reason we forget Torah is to keep people engaged. And if you have Pnimius HaTorah, if you have the secrets of Torah, you're always engaged, because you never run out of what to explore. We explained on the surface level of Torah, Nigla, the revealed Torah. So you learn the Halacha, now you know what to do. Not to say that you can't review the Halachos, right? But at one point I didn't know what to do, and then I read the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and now I know what to do. But when it comes to Pnimius HaTorah, it's Ein L'Davar Sof, it's endless. And therefore, as long as I have what to do, I don't need to forget the Torah. Right? Hashem made us forget the Torah so that we would constantly be engaged. But if I have a deeper dimension of Torah, that I'm always engaged, then I don't need to forget. So that's one way that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai protects against forgetting Torah. And the second thing we explained was that Shichacha, forgetfulness, is connected to Choshech. And that's why the Yevanim, who are the world of Choshech, came to what? L'hashkicham Torah Secha, to get us to forget the Torah. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and specifically Pnimius Torah, the Or of Torah, which is the Neshama of Torah, as we'll talk about now, right? Is the that light of Torah has the ability to fight not only darkness, but forgetfulness. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, because I have the light of Torah, I will ensure that the Torah will never be forgotten. And we said that that's part of the minhag of lighting meduros, lighting bonfires, and increasing the light on Lag BaOmer, to show that the Ur, which again represents the inner dimension of Torah, can never be extinguished, and that Ur will triumph over Choshech and over Shechacha. Okay, Reb Leo, you had your hand up. Let's hear.
Rabbi, I believe it was in the Zohar. I'm almost positive I read that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Bam Shigilgul of Moshe.
Okay, so we're going to get to that today. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's literally the Neshama of Torah. It's literally the Neshama.
That's right. Okay, so the merger of Moshe and Rabbi Shimon, we're going to get to today. Excellent. Okay, so let's go step by step. Okay, so those were our two answers from yesterday. Let's now add a third dimension, again, as to what it is about Toras HaNistar and Toras HaSod that it protects the Torah from being forgotten. Okay, so we begin with the words of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital, the student of the Arizal, explained in his Hakdama to the Shahar Hakdamos, Ki chelek hanigla shebetorah hu bebechinas haguf shel haTorah, ve'ilu chelek hanistar hu bechinas nishmas haTorah. Very important to realize. You have what we call the body of Torah, and we have what we call the soul of Torah. The revealed dimensions of Torah is what we call the body of Torah. And the hidden dimensions, the secret dimensions of Torah, is what we call the neshama of Torah. And it's just like our bodies themselves, right? We can't see our soul, but we know that our soul is what gives life to our body. So the same way that within a physical body, the neshama is sort of that inner light that gives life to the body, so too, the deeper dimensions of Torah are the neshama that keep, so to speak, the Torah alive. As the Zohar writes in Parshas Pinchas, and this is an amazing thing, and we forget this sometimes. Mostly we forget it because we don't know how to access it. But that's why you need to learn Chassidus. Chassidus is the key to unlock these secrets. V'rabbanan demasnisen, v'amoran, the rabbis of the Mishnah, the Tanayim and the Amoraim, says the Zohar, listen to this, Kol Talmuda delahon al razin de oraisa sidrula. All of their teachings in the Talmud, every line of Gemara is built upon secrets of Torah. There's secrets to every, the most revealed topic in Torah has layers and layers of secrets to it. As Rav Chaim Vital explains, V'nimsa ki ha-mishnah v'hashas heim hanikra gufei Torah. The Gemara, the Mishnayos, that's called the guf, the body of Torah. V'hinei divrayim kechalom b'li pitaron. It's like a dream that has yet to be interpreted. When you're learning a piece of Gemara, you have to realize that there's many layers of interpretation. Right? Just like a person has a dream, right? So you could recount the facts of the dream, or you could try, like Yosef HaTzadik, you know, interpreting the dreams of his co-mates in jail, his roommates in jail, to be able to explain, you know, here's what you saw, but here's what it means. So says Rav Chaim Vital, the same thing is true when we learn any Gemara. There's secrets that need to be unlocked. It's like a dream that's waiting to be interpreted. He quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Ani yeshena v'libi er," right? I am asleep, but my heart is awake. Which means that what? Which means that again, there's a certain heaviness to the legalistic language of the Gemara, right? But there's a spirit that's very alive inside, even more alive than the energetic conversations taking place in the Talmudic based Medrash of old. And he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, based on a pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk says, "B'machasha kim hoshivani kimeisei olam." You have placed me in darkness, like the dead of the world. It sounds like a very derogatory interpretation. The Gemara says, "Zet Talmud Bavli." There's a certain darkness to learning Gemara, a certain heaviness, right? There's a certain to be able to concentrate and to follow the flow of a Gemara, the shakal of a Tarya, and the back and forth, and the Talmudic debates. There's a certain heaviness to all of that. There's a darkness to it. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that you placed me in darkness refers to Talmud Bavli. It can sometimes feel very convoluted. Asher einenu meyer ela al yedei sefer hazohar. But when you take out those glasses of Pnimiyas HaTorah and you put them on and you're able to see the Gemara through a different lens, through a different perspective, and you realize again, like the Zohar says in Parshas Pinchas, that all of the words of the Tanayim and Amoraim are built on secrets of Torah, then the Torah becomes illuminated in a totally different way. Now, obviously, and I'm happy that Rav Pinchas Friedman bothered to write this, right? Rav Chaim Vital goes on to explain, let's put ourselves in our place, chavra. We're not Kabbalists, okay? Let's understand, let's remind ourselves of who we are, right? We're not Kabbalists, and we're Jews who need to learn a lot of Mishnah and a lot of Gemara, but we need to understand the relationship between the Pnimiyas HaTorah and the revealed dimensions of Torah. V'amnam al yomar adam, it says Rav Chaim Vital, a person shouldn't say, El chali v'asok b'chachmas ha-kabbalah mikodem shiasok b'torah v'mishnu v'talmud. Right? I'm not, yeah, the Gemara doesn't interest me, I'm just going to learn Kabbalah. There's no such thing. What do you mean? The Gemara is Kabbalah. Right? There's a, you're not allowed to skip steps. Right? So a person who says, I'm not interested, yeah, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, not so interested, I'm interested in Jewish mysticism. So get lost, you can't do such a thing. Because Chazal have already told us, Al yichanes adam lepardes, elim kein mila kreso babasar v'yayin. You shouldn't enter the orchard, which means you shouldn't enter into the deeper dimensions of Chachmas HaKabbalah, until a person has filled his stomach with meat and wine. In other words, first you have to have the meal, and then you get to have dessert. Again, a person could go to the other extreme and say, who are we to ever, you know, enter into the pardes? And that's why Chassidus is so important. Let me just give a disclaimer here. Right? When we talk about Chassidus versus Kabbalah, Kabbalah requires many hakdamos. For a person to study Kabbalah as Kabbalah, there are a lot of prerequisites that a person needs to undergo in order to engage in Kabbalistic study as Kabbalah. What Chassidus did was that Chassidus was machshir. Chassidus came to put a stamp of kashrus on Kabbalistic ideas in a way that's shava lechol nefesh. That doesn't mean watered down, because that would be a bad way to describe Chassidus as watered down Kabbalah. But it means that it took Kabbalistic ideas and processed them b'derech avoda. It made them practical for us. The way that Rav Aryeh Kaplan Zatzal explained the difference between Chassidus and Kabbalah, and I think it's a very important definition, Kabbalah is bringing... How does he say it? Which one's which? I'm getting confused now. Yeah, Kabbalah is taking a man and bringing him into the Olamus, right? Bringing him beyond this world. Chassidus takes the heavens and brings it down to man. That's a very important distinction. As opposed to going into the Shemayim and flying around in the higher Heichalos, Chassidus, as opposed to Kabbalah, which lifts me beyond this world, Chassidus takes the loftiest ideas and brings them down into this world in a way that I can live with those ideas. So says Rav Chaim Vital, let's be careful in both directions. A person shouldn't say, I'm going to study Kabbalah and I don't really care to learn Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. That's a terrible mistake and a perversion of Torah. But the opposite is also true. V'chein behefech, b'yoso osik b'chachmas ha-mishnah v'atamad bavli. But if a person looks at a Gemara, as nothing other than a class that he could be taking in law school, v'lo yitein chelek gamel sodas ha-Torah, he doesn't tap into the sodos and the sisrei Torah, harei zedoma leguf ha-yoshev b'choshech, bilti nishmas adam ner Hashem ha-me'ira b'socha. It's like a body without a soul. It's like a dark room without any light. That's what the Torah of Pnimius, of Sodos of Torah is. It's the Torah Or. It's the Neshama of Torah. Going back to what we started. The Guf of Torah is Nigla. The Neshama of Torah is Nistar. Ah. So now we understand a little bit more. Hine yadua ki kechol sha'adam zochel neshama yoser gedola, kach mizdachech ha'guf yoser. The more one's Neshama is elevated, the more the body starts to shine. Meaning we all have a light glowing on the inside. Sometimes we have moments where we allow that light to shine outwards. But it's possible to be so filled with inner light that your skin starts to shine. Do we have any examples of that? Of course we do. Moshe Rabbeinu. B'nai Yisrael literally could not look at Moshe Rabbeinu because his face was shining. V'ra'u b'nai Yisrael es p'nei Moshe ki karan or p'nei Moshe. Moshe's face was glowing. That's not a medrash, it's not even a gemara, it's certainly not a vart or an idea that's found in Chassidus or Kabbalah, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Moshe's face was shining. Ki gufo hizdache kol kach, his body was so zach, so refined, ad shemigodel ha'or lo hayu yechol misal listakel b'panav ha-kadoshos. You couldn't even look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Or how about this gemara, about one of the other talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the good friend of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who we know as Rabbi Meir. Rabbi said, Amar Rabbi, Gemara in Erev and Yud Gimel, Hai de mechadad ne mechaveirai. Rabbi said, you know why I'm sharper, I'm wiser than my friends? Because I saw Rabbi Meir from behind. Ve'ilu chazise mikamei, and if I would have seen him from the front, I would be even more sharp. Dichsiv v'hoyu einecha roos esmarecha. What does that mean? He caught a glimpse of Rabbi Meir from behind. If I would have seen Rabbi Meir face to face, it would have had a hashpa on me. And the answer is because Rabbi Meir's body was also shining. Rabbi Meir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. These people were literally glowing from their connection to the Ur of Torah, the Nishmas of Torah. Yeah, Avi, what did you want to say?
Yeah, I was going to bring up a different Gemara about how Moshe received Nevuah through like aspaclaria mira.
Right, right. That clarity. Right, exactly. As opposed to some type of cloudy or darkened vision. That's right. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive the clearest type of nevuah. Right? Like a person whose life is living in the light. Right? Is fully in the light. Listen, what does the pasuk say when Moshe is born? It says they saw that he was tov. Right? What is one of the interpretations of Chazal? That the house filled up with light. Rashi brings it in Chumash. Right? The house was filled with light. Moshe, coming into the world, he was literally glowing. And all the more so after Kabbalah Satorah, he was so shiny that people couldn't look at him. He had to wear a mask. Okay? So now we understand. The rabbis are gathered in Yavne. And they're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, what's going to be with Torah? Torah is going to be forgotten. And Rishon Bar Yochai says, no, Chas V'Shalom, Torah will never be forgotten. What does that mean? They saw that the body of Torah was suffering. And it's true, the body of Torah was suffering. But Rishon Bar Yochai, and it's similar to the second answer that we gave. Right? This idea of the light of Torah, right? Against the darkness of Torah. But another way to say it is the neshama of Torah will protect the body of Torah. Rishon Bar Yochai said that I am the guarantor. I have the neshama of Torah, and as long as the neshama is still within the body, then it's still alive. And being alive means not forgetting. And that was Rishon Bar Yochai's guarantee. Okay, so now let's go a step further. Let's go on to the next page, Sadi Beis. And let's understand a little bit more about the relationship between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Moshe Rabbeinu. But even before we get there, let's talk about the first Luchos and the second Luchos. Okay? What was the difference, since we're talking about forgetting Torah, what was the difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos? Well, the Gemara in Erevin tells us, "Mai dichsiv choras al haluchos." What does it mean when the Torah says that it was etched, that it was carved into the luchos? The Gemara says, "Ilmale lo nishtabru luchos harishonos lo nishtacha Torah Yisrael." Had the first luchos never been broken, Torah never would have been forgotten. The first luchos, the same way that if you write something on paper, you could erase it, but if it's carved in, right? There's no way to erase that other than to shatter it, to break it, to break the whole thing. So the luchos were carved; they were etched, and therefore what? The first Luchos represented a Torah that would not be forgotten. Okay? Let's understand what that has to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Pnimiyas HaTorah. What was the difference in terms of the level of revelation of the first Luchos versus the second Luchos? So Rav Chaim Vital tells us once again, Ki Chochmas HaKabbalah Sharsha B'Luchos HaRishonos. Those first special Luchos, which were carved out by Hashem, which were given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem, everything prepared by Hashem. Not the second Luchos where psal lecha. Right, Moshe, you prepared the second Luchos. You prepared the stones. But no, the first Luchos were entirely from Hashem, and therefore the deepest secrets of Torah were contained within it. And therefore Kabbalah, to this day, Chachmas HaKabbalah, is rooted in the first Luchos. Now, listen carefully. Says Rav Chaim Vital, Nisvayer b'mayim re'alef zeh, ki ba'avon adam harishon be'etz hadas tovara. The sin of Adam HaRishon, where he wanted to taste from the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa, and he wasn't tasting from the Eitz Chaim. What's the difference between the Eitz Chaim and the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa? Hu shelo bachar lis'asik be'Eitz Chaim, shi chachmas HaKabbalah. Adam HaRishon, for whatever reason, wasn't drawn initially to the Eitz Chaim, which represents the Tree of Life, again, the Neshama of Torah, the Or of Torah. He was drawn to what? He was drawn to the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa. He was drawn to the intellectual outer trappings of Torah. He was only drawn to the revealed aspects of Torah, the world of Tov HaRa. He didn't want to taste from the Eitz HaChaim. B'zeu atzmo avon ha'erev rav. And this, by the way, is the chet of the Erev Rav, who according to Chazal may have been the ones who are entirely responsible for the sin of the Egel. It's all one long sugya. But the ones who said to Moshe, we don't want to hear the word of Hashem directly. You talk to us. Daber ata imanu v'nishma. Teach us the Torah from the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa. Va'al yedaber imanu elokim penamus. Don't let Hashem talk directly to us. You're taking God out of the equation. What are you talking about? Why would you do that? Kisvaras hatoam ktsas b'nei Torah. Says Rav Chaim Vital, this is a mistake that some people make. Asher bizmanenu zeh hamotziyam shem ra chachmas ha'emes chai olam. People who say, nah, Kabbalah, that's not for us. That's not for, who are we to study Kabbalah? Or who's to say, right? You could say worse. You could question the Kabbalistic tradition. You could accuse it of all sorts of things. Right? You could deny all sorts of accepted truths of Klal Yisrael. You could do your scholarly research to try to prove why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai didn't really die on Lag BaOmer, and the whole thing is a mistaken notion. This is what the tzaddikim believe. This is the camp of those who are the inner track. I don't want to taste in the Eitz Hadas Tovara. I don't want to read a scholarly paper about when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai died. I want to know that the tzaddikim go to Meiron on Lag BaOmer, period. I don't need to research it any more than that. And people say, if you study Kabbalah, you're going to die young and all sorts of things. And it's all part of a Yetzer Hara to drive us away from the Eitz HaChaim and to push us towards the Eitz HaDas Tovara. So friends, the first Luchos represented, again, that revelation of Hashem with all of its secrets, with all of its Sodos. And unfortunately, when those first Luchos were shattered, what happened? Shichacha came to the world. Ah, so now we understand. So to the degree that we're connected to the deeper dimensions of Torah, which are embodied in the first Luchos, we will overcome the forgetfulness of Torah. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who is the keeper of the secrets, says, I can make sure Torah won't be forgotten. I'm still from the world, so to speak, of the first Luchos. And therefore I will make sure, I can protect, I can guarantee that the Torah will not be forgotten. As long as we're connected to the Torah of first Luchos, the Torah of Eitz HaChaim, the Torah of Nishmas HaTorah, the Torah of the Or of Torah, the Torah will never be forgotten. And that was part of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's protection. I'm going to lift Klal Yisrael and reveal to Klal Yisrael that they still have access, even though it was broken, but they still have access in the right way to the first Luchos. So now, friends, let's come back to some of our questions. What did it mean when Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva, Im ein atam lamdeni ani omer liyochai abba, if you don't teach me Torah, Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to tell my daddy on you, and I'm going to hand you over to the government, I'm going to hand you over to the Malchut. He's already sitting in jail. What's the pshat? How could he say such a thing? But more than that, and this is very interesting. You'll notice that in different places in Shas, Yochai is spelled in different ways. Sometimes Yochai is spelled Yud, Vav, Ches, Yud. Sometimes Yochai is spelled Vav, Ches, Aleph, Yud. And the question is why? Tzaddikim talk about that. How do you spell Yochai? Is it with an Aleph or is it without an Aleph? And very fascinating answers that Tzaddikim give to this question. In the Sefer Zichron Yochai by Rav Yosef Shapira, who was a young Rav in Bluzhov who was killed during the war, he said the following. He died Al Kiddush Hashem. He explained the following. He said, why is it sometimes Yochai with an Aleph? Why is it sometimes Yochai without an Aleph? So he turned back to our Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai got up and he said, the Torah will never be forgotten, ki lo sishachach mipi zaro. And we learned from the Tiferes Shlomo that ki lo sishachach mipi zaro spells out Yochai, sofei tevos Yochai. But what did the other rabbis? It must be that the other rabbis, what? The other rabbis must have held ki sishachach mipi zaro, that it is possible for the Jewish people to forget. In other words, if you take out this word lo, right? If you believe that it's possible for Torah to be forgotten, you're not going to change the pasuk, right? You're not going to edit the pasuk, right? But in a sense, they were understanding the pasuk as if kisi shachach mipi zaro, that forgetting the Torah is possible. And if you take the word lo out of the equation, then Yochai is spelled yud vav ches yud without the aleph. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came and said, no, ki lo si shachach mipi zaro. You got to keep that aleph in there. You got to make sure that you spell Yochai with an aleph. So explains the Sefer Zichron Yosef, it could be that those places where Yochai is spelled Yud, Vav, Ches, Yud without the aleph is before Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai kind of found himself in this pasuk and used it to defend Torah. There's a point in history where he's known as Yochai, the way we would think to spell Yochai, Yud, Vav, Ches, Yud. But after Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai found his name in this pasuk and challenged his colleagues and said, the Torah will never be forgotten, ki lo sishachach mipi zaro, he became, so to speak, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, spelled Yud, Vav, Ches, Aleph, Yud. But let's explain that half a step further, because it's a gevaldic idea, and this will help us to understand, again, what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was saying to Rabbi Akiva. V'yesh lehosif tavlin al divrei ha-metukim. Let me add a little bit to his very sweet words. Lafi mashinis bar ki Rashbi zochel levatol shechas Torah mi Yisrael. al yedeha or hagadol shel Torah san istar. Again, if we understand the Rishon Bar Yochai through the light of the deeper dimensions of Torah, was able to protect Torah from being forgotten. That Rishon Bar Yochai was the one who said, ki lo si shachach bipi zaro. I will not allow it to be forgotten. Right? Rishon Bar Yochai is the one who, again, guaranteed Torah specifically. Again, in the Gemara it just says he guaranteed Torah won't be forgotten. But we've spent the last day and a half explaining how he became the guarantor. He became the guarantor because he had the secrets of Torah. Well, let me ask you a question. Where did he get the secrets of Torah from? Who gave him the secrets of Torah? He got them, of course, from his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. By the way, let's pause for a second, just to put a smile on your face. What's the gematria of Rebbe Akiva? What's the gematria of Rebbe Akiva? How much is Rebbe, Rabbi? Resh Beis Yod is 212. How much is Akiva?
Eighty-three.
What's 212 plus 183? No? Who's taking notes? Write it down. 212 plus
183.
395. Gvaldik. So what is 395? 395, the Sfarim say, Rabbi Akiva is gematria neshama. Why? Because as much as we think, and it's very important to remind ourselves of this, one of the reasons that Lag BaOmer and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai became synonymous with Pnimiyas HaTorah is because Rabbi Akiva died a martyr's death. He died a horrific and tragic death. And therefore, it's very difficult for us to celebrate Rabbi Akiva's death. Even though he is the real one who was the keeper of the secrets. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But because he died in such a horrific way at the hands of the Romans, we have to be very careful not to celebrate his passing. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who revealed the secrets further on the day of his passing, because he didn't die in a tragic way, we're able to celebrate it. But really, in a sense, Lag BaOmer is a celebration of Rabbi Akiva and the relationship of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Akiva was the greatest of the keeper of the secrets. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Tanu Rabbanan, Arba Nichnasu Bapardes. There were four people who entered into the orchard. Right? Who are they? Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Rabbi Akiva, Elisha Ben Avuya. Ben Azai unfortunately saw things when he entered the Pardes, the orchard. What does that mean? The Maharsha explains, entering the orchard means Nichnas Lapardes HaChachma Vehi Chachma Elokis. They entered into higher realms. They entered into the study of Kabbalah. Ben Azai, unfortunately, went in too deep and he died. Ben Zoma saw something and he lost his mind. He went crazy. Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya became Acher. He went off the Derech. And Rabbi Akiva Yatza B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva was very comfortable entering into higher realms and coming back and was able to live in two worlds simultaneously. As the Zohar says, Kishahai Rabbi Akiva Doresh B'Maisa Merkava. When Rabbi Akiva would give a drasha on the deepest secrets of Torah, Yarda Eish Min HaShamayim, a fire would come down from heaven, and it would surround the trees, and the Malachi Asharites were there, and everyone was rejoicing. Rabbi Akiva was the greatest teacher of Kabbalah. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, the one who was the keeper of the secrets, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he saw that his Rebbe was sitting in jail, he came to his Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, I need you to teach me Pnimiyas HaTorah. What's going to happen when you're gone, Rabbi Akiva? He threatened his Rebbe by saying, I need your help to bring down, right? I need your help to bring this Torah to the world. Rabbi Akiva, the Zohar says, when he would open his mouth to speak about Maisa Merkava, Pume Hava Sinai, his mouth was like Har Sinai, Vekala Hava Sulam, and his voice was like a ladder that the angels would go up and down. I mean, unbelievable images of who Rabbi Akiva was. The Rabbi Akiva who was able to darshan in the Gemara and Menachos, the little crowns on top of the Torah. They're not even letters, I don't even know what they're saying. Rabbi Akiva was able to extract mounds and mounds of information from them. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes to his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, who's sitting in jail, and he says, Im ein ata melamdeini, if you don't teach me, what was he asking? What did he want to learn from him? He wanted the secrets of Torah. He said, if you don't teach me the secrets of Torah, what's going to happen? Torah, God forbid, could be forgotten. I can only respond to my colleagues who are worried about the forgetting of Torah by having the secrets of Torah. So teach me the secrets of Torah. And if you don't teach me them, look what the Gemara says. It's an amazing chiddush. Ani omer li Yochai Abba. I'm going to go to my father Yochai. But how is Yochai spelled in this Gemara? How is Yochai spelled? It's spelled without the Aleph. In other words, if you don't teach me the secrets of Torah, then ki si shachach mi pizaro. The Torah will be forgotten. And you know who's going to be really upset with you? The Malchus. Not the Malchus. He's already sitting in a Roman jail. He's not going to get in trouble with the Roman authorities. He's already arrested. But he says, I'm going to tell Hashem what you're doing. Right? I'm going to report you to Malchus Shemayim, She'ina Tamakayim Ratzon Hashem. You're not fulfilling the will of Hashem. You know, because Hashem's will is what? Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. Hashem doesn't want me to be Ben Yochai without an Aleph. Hashem wants me to be Yochai with an Aleph. Ki lo si shachach mi pizaro. This is an opportunity, Rabbi Akiva, to make sure that Torah will not be forgotten. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva, so to speak, acquiesces. And of course, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai becomes the transmitter of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva for all future generations. So now, friends, let's go back to one of our other questions. Why did Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Moshe Rabbeinu unite at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing the Torah to Klal Yisrael? So we need to learn the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos that we've spoken about in the past. The Gemara says that when Moshe went up to the heavens to receive the Torah, the Malachim and Shemayim were very upset. And the Malachim said, Ribono Sha'olam, Mali Alud Isha Beinenu, how did you let this human being get in here? Flesh and blood. So he said, he's here to get the Torah. The Torah, you're going to wait, what? You're going to give the Torah to Basar Vadam? Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu, Uven Adam Kisif Kadenu, Hashem Adonenu Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz Asher T'na Hodcha Al HaShemayim. Don't waste your precious Torah. Don't give it away to the world. Keep it in Shemayim. Keep it in the heavens. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to defend himself in order to bring down the Torah. What did the angels, what was the taina of the angels against human beings? Rabbi Meir says to us in Pirkei Avos, Kolo Shocheyach Davar Echad Mi Mishnaso, we know there's a very serious prohibition of forgetting Torah. Rabbi Meir, one of the students of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's good friend, taught us it's a very serious thing to forget Torah. Well, that's what we're learning about here. And many of the rabbis were nervous about forgetting Torah. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, I've got the secret to help you not to forget Torah. Rabbi Meir says it's a big isser to forget Torah. As the Torah itself says, Hishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od, pentishka chasidavar mesharo einecha. There's a prohibition to forget Torah. And the Gemara in Menachos says, Amar Yish Lakish, kol mishacheach davar echad mitamudo over balav. Every time you forget Torah, you're in violation, you did an avera. Because the Torah says, Hishamer. And Shin Mem Reish is a lashon of a losa asay. It's usher to forget Torah. Ravina says, maybe there's two averos. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak says maybe three averos. So forgetting Torah is a very serious thing. So the angels said, Hashem, come on. We're angelic beings. We never forget anything. You're going to teach Torah to people, by the next moment they're going to forget it. You'll forget the shir the second the shir is over. Ma enosh kisis karenu. Why would you give the Torah to people? They don't have the zikaron. They can't remember things. Whereas the Yitav Panim brings a remez in his writings on Hanukkah, he says, we say in our davening, Shechein chovas kol ha-yitzurim, Rosh Tevos Shechecha. Created beings, humans, are forgetful people. It's the nature of them. It's a chov. It's part of the human experience that we forget. So the angels say, why would you give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? They're not going to respect your Torah properly. Ma enosh kisis karenu. Why would you bother to give the Torah to human beings, to people? Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you going to do to respond? No? So Moshe Rabbeinu in that moment became infused with who? Like Leo told us, with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Right? As the Arizal explicitly says over here, Ki Rashbi Olav HaShalom HaYenitzot Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Moshe Rabbeinu have the same neshama. There's a connection on the level of soul. At that moment when Moshe needs to respond specifically to the angels about what? The forgetting of Torah? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's neshama becomes infused within Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, whose very essence and name is Ki, Lo, Si Shachach, Mi Pi, Zaro, Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi, Shimon bar Yochai. And it's at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to fight off the angels and to prove that human beings are worthy recipients of Torah. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to respond to this particular attack of the angels. There were other attacks of the angels. but specifically the concern that human beings are forgetful, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came to Moshe Rabbeinu's side to help him to overcome that that critique and that challenge. So now let's go a step further. If Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, in many ways, is the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, let's just think from a chronological perspective, right? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu lived long before Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the soul of Moshe. That means, in a sense, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is coming to fix the soul of Moshe. As perfect as it was, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has the ability to help Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, which was very admirable, but in the moment was very terrifying, was the smashing of the luchos. Who broke those first luchos? The luchos that the Gemara says that if we never broke those luchos, we would never forget. Who broke those luchos? Moshe Rabbeinu broke those luchos. It says, "Ulechol hayad achazaka, ulechol hamor agadol asher asa Moshe le'enei kol Yisrael." And Rashi says, what was the great thing that Moshe did? It was the breaking of the luchos. Now, however, we know that whenever we finish the Torah, we immediately go back to the beginning. So that means that the end of the Torah, right, the great wonders that Moshe did, which Rashi says means the breaking of the luchos, which Moshe performed le'enei kol Yisrael, in the eyes of all of Israel, before the Jewish people, we immediately go back to Bereishis. And many Svarim work to explain the connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. What's the connection between the end of the Torah, the breaking of the luchos, and the word Bereishis? The Bnei Yisachar wrote a sefer called Agra Dekala. And at the beginning, he has many, many interpretations of the word Bereishis, right? Rearranging the letters to extract different concepts that are alluded to in the word Bereishis. So one of his Tzirufei Bereishis, his arrangements of the letters of Bereishis, he takes the letters Bereishis and he says, Bereishis is Es Rashbi, with Rashbi. Creation took place with Rashbi. What does that mean? You need Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai to bring the world into existence. What does that mean? He says, Bereishis is Rashi Tevos, or Torah's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Ben Yochai. The light of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What's the connection between that understanding of Bereishis and the breaking of the Luchos? So the answer is very simple to us. Breaking of the Luchos, as admirable as it was, and Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yashar Koach Shashibarta, you did a good job breaking the Luchos. But the problem is that when you break the Luchos, that could bring forgetfulness to the world. The Jewish people could forget Torah because of the breaking of the Luchos. So who's going to be the one to ensure, who's going to give us a type of Torah that is, you know, from the first Luchos? Who's going to protect the Torah from being forgotten? So as soon as you finish the Torah and you read about the breaking of the Luchos, you go back to Bereishis, the Or Torah to Rishon Bar Yochai, and you're reminded of the fact that Rishon Bar Yochai is here in some way to fix Moshe Rabbeinu's mistake. Again, it's not a mistake. Breaking of the Luchos was was permitted and appropriate, but it comes with a loss of remembering. It leads to a forgetfulness. So who is going to complement Moshe's breaking of the Luchos to make sure Torah is not forgotten? And the answer is, it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So Chevra, last but not least, we asked the question at the beginning, why do we sing about the oil of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? Shemen tzason mechaverecha. What's the shemen of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? So all you need to know is the Gemara in Horius. The Gemara in Meseches Horius says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem Shahazayas, just like eating olives causes a person to forget their learning, Shemen Zayas is Meshiv Limud Shal Shivim Shana. Okay? Interesting. For those who like to eat olives, take it slow. I happen to like eating olives, right? But take it slow, because olives, for whatever reason, it's some Indian Seguli, right? That eating olives causes forgetfulness. But olive oil, the Gemara says, helps to sharpen one's mind and gives one a tremendous memory. So if you're struggling to remember things, you should be eating more olive oil. So if olive oil, if shemen represents what? The ability to remember things. So now we understand, and we understand very well, who more than anyone in history took responsibility for remembering? It's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He took on the other Tanayim in Yavna and said, Chas v'shalom, that the Torah will ever be forgotten. And because he took on his chaverim, Shemen sason mechaverecha, you are the one who, so to speak, is the sweetest oil. Oil which has this, again, quality of helping one to remember. And now we understand, last but not least, why he's called throughout the tefillah, why we call him Bar Yochai. Why not call him Shimon? Why are we so obsessed with Bar Yochai, Shemen Sason Mechaverecha? Because it's Dafka, this realization that what? That Ki Lo Sishachach Mi Pi Zaro. The hint in the Pasuk to what? To the fact that he is the Zera of Yochai, the one in the Pasuk. He's Bar Yochai. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point we're trying to make. Right? Yes, he's Shimon. We didn't talk anything. What does the name Shimon even mean? We didn't touch Shimon at all. We've been focusing on the fact that what? That he saw himself in that Pasuk. And he saw his name spelled Yochai with an Aleph. Right? Not just Yochai without the Aleph. He told his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, if you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to be forever stuck as a Yochai without an Aleph. I won't have the Torah that's going to protect Klal Yisrael. But if you give me the Torah of Pnimius HaTorah, then I'll become the true Bar Yochai with an Aleph. I'll be the guarantor of the Shemen. I'll be the protector of Torah. I'll bring a tikkun to Moshe Rabbeinu while simultaneously helping Moshe Rabbeinu to fight off the angels. And I will make sure that the deepest dimensions of Torah, the Ur of Torah, the Neshama of Torah, Rabbi Akiva Gamashria Neshama, will be forever protected. Okay, so Chevra, this is our entrance into the world of Rabbi Akiva, into the world of Rabbi Shimon, right, into the world of Pnimius HaTorah, why it's so important for a Jew to have this type of Torah. You're living in the dark. If a person doesn't learn Chassidus, doesn't learn Kabbalah, doesn't believe and want to understand the deeper dimensions of Torah, you're mamish living in the dark. I'll just end. I was talking to someone yesterday who told me that he was talking about a certain Rebbe that he met in Eretz Yisrael, in his yeshiva, who exposed him to some of these ideas. And he was expressing how thankful he was. And I said, you're so fortunate, you're so lucky that you were zocha to have exposure to these ideas, because there's people who are mamish living in the dark. Right? As the Gemara itself says, Sanhedrin Chaf Dal, if you're studying the Gemara without an understanding that there's deeper dimensions, then you're living in the dark. Again, all Torah, I want to be very careful, all Torah is or. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. All Torah is or. Right? But there's dimensions of light. And if you want to shine like Moshe Rabbeinu, so much so that not just your inner hidden neshama is shining, but that your guf is shining, that your whole body is filled with the chiyas of the light of Torah, then you have to delve deeper. Okay, and I think Baruch Hashem, the chevra in this shir understand that. Or you probably would have left this shir a long time ago. Okay, so we should be zochet to, again, we've got about a week now still to prepare ourselves for Lag B'Omer. Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll have many more shirim on the world of Rabbi Shimon. But again, these are really important ideas to think about. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. These are tzaddikim who left such an important imprint upon our world and our lives. And we have to make sure that we always cling to their Torah in a deep way.